7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Yeah. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin a very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. A very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. What? Yes, hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I am outside today. We've had a very severe shift in the weather. Last few days, I've gotten up and it's been below freezing. And then the high temperature for the day tends to be about 2 or 3. Not exactly balmy weather. But today I woke up and the temperature was 10 degrees. And it's 12 degrees now, maybe even 13 degrees. It's a beautiful, sunny, clear day with just a slight breeze. So I'm down at the creek to enjoy what is probably going to be the last golf ball check of the year. Wow, and the treacherous and precarious slope that we gotta go down here is covered in leaves. There's been some serious exfoliation. And so, it's kind of tricky. Now, the big question is, are we actually going to find any golf balls today? Because there are so many leaves on the ground that they could be hiding golf balls. And it's been so cold the last few days, I doubt anyone has been playing golf. But I'm walking to the edge of the creek, and the creek is full of leaves. And this is one of those tricky times of year where you got to be careful where you're walking around, because you could step in the water accidentally. All right, let's go down in there. Let's see if we can ruin, you know, my good shoes, which aren't really all that good anymore. But I do have some good socks on. Maybe we can ruin those. All right, I'm down in the creek bed proper. I can see a yellow or a pink ball stuck in the roots directly across the creek from me. There's no way I can get to it because the water there is deep. And when I say deep, I mean about 25 centimeters. All right, so I'm having kind of an interesting day today, only because the good weather. Hey, there's a white ball under a leaf over here. Oh, here's a yellowish green ball that I don't want. And this white ball is probably a not-wanter. It is a not-wanter. Ooh, and the ground here is very soft. Tricky, tricky. The leaves are trying to trick me. Last night was kind of weird, though. I did it again. I fell asleep lying on my back. Well, here's another dig. There's somebody been digging around here. Who's been digging? Dig, 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 dig. That groove baby. Yeah, I fell asleep on my back last night. Oh, here's a Hope pink ball that's all very muddy. Well, it's not muddy so much as it's just dirty. I'm gonna pick this up. Only because it's convenient, and although it's dirty and everything, I think this is one of those weird crystal glossy pinks. Crystal glossy! I'm looking up into the golf ball eating ravine. I see nothing because it's so leafy. Yeah, fell asleep on my back last night, woke up an hour and a half later to very severe pain, and I said, uh-oh, this is a bad thing that's happening to me now. And then I very carefully had to think and plan and decide how I was going to roll over. And I rolled over, and I went back to sleep. So, yay. Success. Well, what that means is I had to get up this morning, and I had to take a long safety bath. Which was annoying, because I don't know, my hot water heater is kind of weird. Like, the first bath of the day, there's no hot water. Well, there's hot water, but there's just not a lot of it. Anyway, so here we are. Walking upstream, looking at tracks. That's a little raccoon track right there. Little raccoons have been in here. The raccoons could be the ones digging. We could have foxes digging. And marmots, of course, love to dig. It's a lovely autumn day. Let's hop out of the creek here. Ooh, we can put the golf ball in my pocket. That's so dirty, though. Well, I gotta do laundry anyway, so yeah, what the hell. Take some dirt home with us. Some creek dirt. All right, walking up here into some of the mushroom areas. Yeah, there's those big oysters are kind of wimping out on that tree base. What was that weird sound? There it is again. That sounds like a woodpecker on a hollow tree. Oh, and as I look up to look for the bird, I'm seeing mushrooms on this other dead cottonwood. But they're 6.5 meters up, and there's more. 9 meters up. Huh. Well, that's interesting. There's a lot of yappy birds yapping around out here today. I'm kind of looking for the bird that's making the thunk, thunk, thunk noise. Where is he? Oh, he's up there somewhere. But what I really want to do is I want to come over here and look at the log that... Oh, yeah, they're done. I'm looking at the log that sprouted our lion's manes about a month ago. Yeah, they're all gonky. Gonky and glunky. They're still here. They're just sort of black and... muddy. Wait, is that him? Is that my thunk thunk bird right there? There he is. I sees him. Hi, Mr. Flicker. He's a flicker. And he's going thunk 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 on a hollow tree. It sounds cool. Bunk bunk bunk. All right, what are we doing? I'm turning around. I want to go downstream. And when I say I want to go downstream, I don't mean I want to get down and... Well, maybe. I don't know what I mean. Let's go take a look first. I was sort of thinking, no, I don't want to go, you know, all the way down to the other golf ball zones. There's not going to be any golf balls to find today. Although... Here's one laying right here. It's a white one. What is it? It's just a mojo. Not interested. Dunk, 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 dunk. I don't know. Well, I kind of don't want to get muddy. I'm already sore. I don't really want to push myself today physically. Well, maybe I should. What was that bird shadow? Well, that's the other thing I was kind of thinking about a couple days ago. When does owl season start? You know, now I'm walking through webs. Oh yeah, there's too much water down here. There's way too much water. There's another freaking out bird. What's he yapping about? Yeah, not only is it very, very wet, there's too much water. It's all covered with leaves, so you can't tell where you can walk. You can't see the good path at all. Yeah, we're gonna skip it. I'm trying to find that yappy bird over there. He's very excited. Alright, what was I saying? Something about... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of need to take it easy just because... Well... My muscles are weird. My legs are super, super tight. And all that jazz. So yeah, we're going to have to... not go on any very serious golf ball quests. We've got one. We've got one pink Hope. It's probably a glossy and blah, blah, blah. So, I don't know. Maybe we need to climb on out of here. Don't smack yourself with the stick. Maybe we need to go home and do some other stuff because... I unpatched some stuff last night on the synth. You know, I had that random melody thing going with some weirdness, right? I unpatched the drone. I undid the entire VCA setup. Didn't like that at all. Then I started messing around. And I said, oh, I better stop. Otherwise, we won't have anything to do on the show tomorrow. So, just to remind you where we're at here, this is the random melody business. And you may remember that was much weirder. Let's bring it back. And this is the way it originally was. But yesterday, we decided that this sounded much cooler. Especially when we add the runaway oscillator to it. Yeah, and that's great and all. Maybe we should just use the master here. I'm doing some weird gain staging here. How's that? That's the wrong damn knob entirely. Try that one, Tub. There we go. Okay, and that's fun and all. But, it's really not all that interesting yet. We gotta do something with this. The runaway oscillator. Well, we'll figure that out in a minute. We also need something low. We need some low end because we took out the, all that annoying drone stuff, and so we need to set up some kind of something for a thing, and we always need to do a thing for something, so let's do something
for a thing with the stuff. What stuff are we going to use? Well, obviously we're going to need some patch cables. So let's plug in, let's do something we haven't done. Let's plug the performance sequencer into Florian. We'll plug that into oscillator one of Florian. And we're going to need some gate. So we'll take some gate out of there and we'll stick it into here. And that's a beautiful thing. And what does it mean? Now what do I do? Oh yeah, let's push start. And let's turn it up so there's some gain. It seems very quiet. Oh, that's because once again we don't have the master turned up. Man, I got the slow brain today. Oh. Oh, listen to Florian bass. Oh, it's so awesome. Let's turn some knobs. Hell yeah. Let's give it more reverb. And now let's turn some knobs. Okay. Now I really feel like I'm in a John Carpenter movie. And I don't want to turn that knob. So, let's do stuff. Let's take the other clock output, the divided clock output from the performance sequencer, and we will plug that into the function generator. And oh right, as I say, why is nothing happening? Because we have to plug it in over here too. And okay, we are plugged in. Oh hell yeah. Oh yes. Okay, this is kind of cool. Every time the function generator opens the cutoff, I can then twist the filter generator or the filter envelope amount and get like fake sounding echoes. Okay, now we're just getting silly. Is that a bad thing? Add some more resonance. Oh, hell yeah. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking tub, but isn't this all supposed to just be a bed for that random melody thingy you got? Maybe. Okay, and now I'm sort of messing around with the sequencer, adding some pitch variation to what Florian's doing down here in the bass line. I pushed that first note up an octave. The one that gets hit by the weezwoo. That one. Let's do the fifth one too. Oops, too high. Okay, see what we're going for here? It's nothing spectacular. Some more work on this bass line. Kill the reverb. How's that? I don't like this note. That's not the problem, because I don't like that either. Maybe the trick is ratchets. Do we need ratchets? Who thinks we need ratchets? Double ratchet? Triple ratchet? Can't tell. Okay, ratchet is not the solution, especially when we reverb that up, because then it's just gonna get real muddy. Triple ratchet. You can barely tell. Quadruple ratchet. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we need a glissando? Is that what we're thinking? How do we do this again? There we go. Maybe two. No. Change up the rhythm a bit. Well, that's a maybe. But we need to definitely do something. With the runaway oscillator. This doesn't thrill me. It just doesn't. What to do? Well, let's use this attenuator. Let's unplug the old thing. And you know, if we plug some LFO. LFO is always good, right? Let's take some LFO, but we're going to have to attenuate it. So I'm going to plug that into attenuator. And then we're going to, and I'm out of medium length cables. So now we got to go to the long cables, which is fine. And we're going to go from the attenuator. I got the long purple cable. It looks like purple candy. We'll plug it into the spread. Yeah, that's way too much. Let's plug it into a faster LFO just for test purposes. Okay, yeah, that range is pretty good. So, what does that give us? Oops, how do I do this? Yeah, okay, this is getting to be some kind of interesting. Just in time for me to tell you that you've been listening to the Dubious Synthesizer Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yeah?
I'm out of here.